Dad Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Hey guys, welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. Today it's going to be a pre-recorded show, and I'm your host, DJ Medi. We are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC. And as you can see, it is a snow day today. Yes, all the schools are closed. I recorded this on Wednesday, and I'll be airing this on Thursday. But yeah, we have a special guest. It's a pre-recorded interview that we did with Vic Galunis from Star Collector. I met him at the Key in North Vancouver, back in October. So I finally get to air this interview. That day was actually beautiful. It was sunny and gorgeous, and I hope you guys are all cozy and warm at home while you're listening to this. Thank you so much. All right, let's play it. Welcome, Vic, to the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Vic, as you just said. Thanks, Linda. Yeah, I'm Vic from Star Collector, and I'm here to chat about whatever you want to chat about.
Awesome. So let's go from the beginning. Tell me about the start of the band.
Sure. Okay. Well, the band started in 1996, last century, if you can believe it. Six albums ago at this point. And I started out, I had been in a band with my current guitar player, Steve, who we call the Monkey, because we're all about the nicknames. And Monkey and I'm the Eggman, by the way. And so anyway, Monkey and I had played together before, and then our band had broken up after really working hard for a number of years. And I was kind of not playing with anybody, and out of the blue, I got a call from a guy that I grew up with, that I played in my first mod band, appropriately called The Mods, but we didn't know any better.
One, two, three, four!
Just finished putting in another day. You found it with your boss, you got nothing to say. You're in a bad mood, that's easy to see. I know you can feel it sticking out on me. Step out tonight. Step out, baby. Come on, baby, step out tonight.
And he said, you know, I'm thinking of moving to Vancouver. Do you want to get together and write some songs? And I was like, yeah, sure. Sounds good. It was pretty casual. Just sort of happened like that. So his name was Dave. And Dave moved to Vancouver. And we wrote, like, at least our whole first album and probably another, at least half or another album's worth of stuff in a really short time. And then things, we started recording and we ended up getting hooked up with a really cool producer named Garth Richardson, who goes by Garth Richardson.
Okay.
And his dad actually produced Alice Cooper and the Guess Who and some really cool stuff. And Garth himself did like Rage Against the Machine and bands like that, Catherine Wheel.
Wow.
Yeah, so strange set of circumstances how we got hooked up with him, but he liked our stuff enough, and so he mixed our record. And right as things were getting finished, things sort of fell apart between me and Dave. But Steve had sort of come back to listen to what we were doing in the studio, and he really liked it. So I said, you know, Monk, do you want to come help me finish this record? I need, got two songs left to finish recording. And he said, sure, I'd love to. And that was 26 years ago.
Right.
And Steve and I are still kicking it out together now.
Awesome. So. Okay, and tell me about this song.
Oh, okay, so the first song, the one that we were talking about, I guess there were certainly lots of songs that I wrote before Star Collector as well. But in terms of that, like, we did do a video for our first single off our first record. And the album's called Demo Model 256. You can find it on all platforms. And Bandcamp, and there's a CD version of it out there too on Discogs and from the band and elsewhere. And we did a video for the first single called Skyscraper. And when I watch it now, it kind of brings a smile to my face because it's like 1999. It's a long time ago. it turned out pretty well. And then we actually didn't do a lot of videos after that for a while. We made a bunch of records and toured over in Europe and down to Los Angeles and Portland and kind of a lot of places, but we didn't really do a lot of video. And then in 2021, I'm jumping the gun here, skipping a whole bunch of history, but in 2021, we did a record called Game Day, and Steve, Monkey, if you recall, said, you know, I kind of think of maybe I'll try to do a video for the first single, and it turned out so well that he's actually been doing videos for every single since, and I think he's just this morning, we finished our 10th video that he's done.
You never knew me at all. Now
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. So he's one of those guys who's just got a really great eye for artwork and graphics, and he does graphic design and designs posters and does all our artwork for all our records. And that's something I'm really terrible at. So it's nice to have different people in the band that have different talents. And I guess on that note, our drummer, Adrian, also has a set of talents that came in pretty handy since he joined the band about 5 years ago, which is that he's a recording engineer.
Mm.
So we sort of all ad hoc learn to do things that really help propel things forward and save a bit of money while we're doing it. So I've sort of learned to be a producer, whatever that nebulous term means. But, you know, it's the person that sort of shapes the overall, recordings. And Adrian can master and mix and record, and Steve does the artwork and the videos. So we sort of have a, in-house cottage industry going.
Perfect. And we're here at Cafe Artigiano. What are you drinking today?
I'm just drinking an Americano, actually. I was going to do the cappuccino, but this felt like an Americano.
Awesome.
That's highly uninteresting, but nonetheless. But that's what I'm drinking.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
With Vic.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Go
now,
figure.
Tell me about the name, Star Collector.
Sure. That's that gets asked a lot, and it's interesting because it's actually a name of a Monkees song.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Monkees?
The Monkees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember their big hit, Pleasant Valley Sunday?
No.
A lot of people know that song. Okay, well, you're too young.
I just know the Hey Hey, We're the Monkees.
That's right. So anyway, they on one of their albums, they have a song called Star Collector. It's about groupies.
Mm-hmm.
But we just, when Dave and I were first starting out, we were like, we both liked that kind of music, the 60s stuff. We liked The Who. I mean, The Who and bands like The Jam and that, they inform what we do even now. But we just kind of grew up liking a lot of that stuff, and the Monkees were kind of a guilty pleasure. Because, there's been a lot of times when the Monkees aren't cool to like.
Oh, really?
Don't care.
No way. There was a time when they weren't cool?
They were, yeah,
no.
For sure. And we didn't care. We just were like, hey, we like it. And it's a good talking point, as we're proving right now.
Yes, yes. Did you see them at the P&E when a few years ago?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
And I regret it because now there's only one of them alive. So
right.
That's too bad. But that's where it's from. It's from a song called Star Collector.
Hello.
Star collector, star. I kinda love her when I just don't respect her.
Okay, so tell me about your current bandmates. Are they the same as, like, from back in the day, or?
Well, so Steve is.
Yeah, Steve,
basically,
yeah.
After the first year, he joined back with me. And then Adrian, the fellow I mentioned, who's our drummer, is also our recording engineer and sings as well. And the big joke in our band is that there's been 19 different people that have played bass, and that's
okay.
Actually not an exaggeration. That's actually true.
Really?
But they've all, you know, like, that includes people who maybe did one tour with us. You know, we just keep a running track list. And, you know, but there have been at least sort of 5 or 6 full-time, you know, members over the years. For some reason, that was always the seat we couldn't keep filled.
Mm-hmm.
Or we had, before Adrian, our drummer Ringo was with us for like 21 years. So, you know, it was just the bass thing. So whenever we were between people, we'd have different people fill in. So my brother, Adam, who lives in Portland, has filled in for us a lot and even played on the majority of Game Day in 21. And then a lot on our new record too, which is called Attack, Sustain, Decay, Repeat. Which we didn't mention yet, so.
Excellent.
And you're wearing it on your t-shirt, which is kind of cool.
Yes, I'm totally wearing your t-shirt today. And then when you have shows, I guess you'll be selling these t-shirts, correct?
We will indeed.
Yes. How much are they going for nowadays?
Toity.
They're $30.
$30.
Yes.
Canadian. So if, you know, if you're listening in the States, that's like $6.
Right.
So, so the bass player thing was always this weird situation. But a couple years ago, when we realized that we couldn't sort of continue and play normally like a band when our bass player was living in Portland, which is my brother, we decided we needed to find someone locally. And Adrian had played with this fellow named Tony,
mm-hmm.
In a band previously, and we had played shows with those bands and knew him for like, I don't know, 20 years maybe. And but Adrian said, yeah, I'd love to get Tony in the band. He's such a good player, but I think he doesn't want to play seriously anymore. I think he's sort of been in enough bands that have sort of fizzled out and doesn't have a good taste in his mouth about being into a full-time band. And I just said, well, screw that. And I sent Tony a message.
Okay.
And he said, sure. And that was that.
Nice.
So he's been with us a couple years, and he's a fantastic musician and a real funny guy. Quite reserved, but when you get to get under the skin, you can find out what a great sense of humor he has. And he's just, yeah, easygoing, likable, agreeable, and like I said, just fantastic player. So yeah, I'm pretty lucky. I always, you know, say in interviews that I feel pretty damn lucky to have such talented guys to play with. So, you know, don't want to get too mushy. So
yeah.
If you guys are listening.
All right, and now I'm wearing your shirt. Let me talk about what shirt are you wearing today?
Oh, well, I'm wearing The Big Takeover, which is a magazine/radio show/website that's been going for 43 years.
43 years?
43 years. It's run. It's out of Brooklyn, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it's run by a fellow named Jack Rabid, who's an ex-punk rock drummer from back in the early 80s. And he's kept his magazine, which is still a print magazine. I mean, it's pretty amazing these days to actually have that going for
mm-hmm.
this long. And when Game Day came out, excuse me, I just sent him a note out of the blue saying, you know, maybe how do you feel about checking out our stuff? Because it's kind of an institution in the music world. You know, it's very well-respected paper and a magazine, excuse me. And amazingly, he got back to me and said, oh man, I really like that song, the first song off our last Game Day called Rip It Off.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we've developed this relationship. And I'm even on their website as their spokesmodel.
Nice.
With this t-shirt. And I actually met him. He was here with his kids, about a month and a half ago. And got in touch and said, it'd be great to meet. And I said, I'd love that. And we got together at Prospect Point and had lunch together and talk music, and he and his kids are huge Sloan fans, which is kind of cool. Another Canadian band, and and they've premiered our videos and on their site. He wrote up both our records with some really nice reviews. So I like to do a little, you know, the same way you're being kind enough to wear our shirt.
Yeah, we're gonna rep it, yo.
I'm kind of gonna do the same for Jack and his fabulous publication.
Awesome, and we're gonna play "Rip It Up" on CJSF 90.1 FM.